Call the meeting order and start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
A Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First thing would be approval of minutes of the public hearing, May 13th, and the regular council meeting, May 13th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the public hearing and the regular council meeting.
I'll second.
Have a motion and second on the minutes. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next would be the claims.
I'll make a motion to approve the claims.
I second that.
Any further discussion on the claims? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? May adjustments and journal entries?
So there was no billing adjustments, and then the journal vouchers are all our standard direct deposits for the various things, and a correction for the stop payments. So thank you, Sonia.
You're welcome. I'll make a motion for the adjustments.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Public comment? Are you here for public comment or one of the agenda items? Or
I have a building proposal here.
Okay. Okay.
Whenever that's.
We can do that right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Who needs this?
You can bring it up here and we'll look it over.
I I'm Pete Abel, by the way.
Okay.
I'm
James.
Nice to meet you. No, no.
Scott, Sonia, Rachel,
Jim.
Is this a building permit that we have yet or not? Okay. So.
I could have brought it in earlier, but I didn't know the rules, you know.
Is that three demerits?
Huh?
Three demerits.
You could probably put it under additional agenda.
Okay, I was gonna say, yeah. We'll just sneak it ahead here right now. So you're just gonna build the garage, it looks like?
Yeah, you know, and that's, a lot of that's, the price hasn't been settled on and stuff like that, but.
Sure.
The issue for me is every day gets closer to September and by the time I bring this and then get stuff done and pretty soon I'll be living in that fifth wheel for the winter now.
Right. And it's just gonna be on this lot right over here?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, where's that at?
Where Dale Wickham's trailer was.
Some old lot.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, sorry.
Just down by Layton's.
Yeah, I'm the guy that's going to go buy gravel.
Yeah, I get it.
So the 28 by 40 is the garage and then the 14 by 30 is?
Yeah, now there is an option. If we can't get that done on that shop, I'll just put a smaller one in there and fill a smaller shop.
Okay.
If I can.
Sure. Yeah, I don't see any. Who wants to look at it first? Are you going to connect to water and sewer? Are you going to put bathroom in?
Eventually, yes. Okay. Yeah, it's on the property, so I just got to go with it.
Okay.
Are you hooked up to water now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of water.
This isn't over your sewer or anything, is it, on that?
Nope. All power and sewer runs from the alley, so.
I trust you.
Shop going to be big enough for you? They never are, right?
No,
you wish you would have done half as big again, right?
I did have a 40 by 60 and put on a lot of miles walking from one end to the other. So maybe a little smaller is better.
Right.
You need a scooter.
I was going to say, they make electric scooters now.
It looks pretty stupid, it is. Garage with a helmet on, wouldn't you?
Safety first.
Safety. My only question is on that shop, is there enough room for my boat in the back?
There'll be a lean-to shed off to the side and you can go up to the park.
Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion on the building permit? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Easy enough. Yeah, thank you. If you want to stay, you're welcome to stay. If you don't, I don't blame you.
Well, I don't understand what the all's on the agenda, but I guess it's not my business.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's anybody's business.
You're part of the city.
too exciting.
Next up would be the sheriff's report. And after that, new business. So first thing would be approval of Montana State Fund Workers' Compensation Proposal. Is there any more info on that, Ashley?
Yep, I made a copy of it, and it would go into effect July 1st. Same type of reporting for me. Northern Plains Insurance was really helpful getting the quote and help in, and they'll make sure that the coverage gets put into place. It is a little bit cheaper right now than we were paying with MMIA. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. I'd say roughly $600 less a year.
Cheaper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is why some of the bigger towns made that switch to the state fund, which then left the rest of us and MMIA not able to keep up. So. But their rates change every July 1st, so we'll see what it comes. But it looks like it's going to be good. They did a great webinar, seemed really, really helpful, friendly. So hopefully it'll be easy and we just won't have to use it.
And you'll deal right out of Meg's office here? With
she'll help us.
Just the underwriter?
Yeah, she'll help us. Yeah, right there. Okay.
Any further discussion on that item? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next up would be the annual memorandum of understanding for the Lions Park rest area.
Nothing new in it. It's just same as always.
Is this the park up here on the highway?
Yeah.
So the Lions Club, Bob Maxson, runs it, and he pays the utilities. The chamber helps with electric. He pays for the land janitorial stuff, and then at the end of the year, he brings all the receipts and the checks in. Okay. We send them off to the state, and then they reimburse. And
when I first looked at it, I thought, are we doing that? You know, the town. And that's all we need is another deal on the plate. But
It has to pass through us.
Yeah, it has to pass through us. And, you know, when Bob is done, if it has to continue to pass through us, I mean, I don't know that it would add a whole, I mean, we already, as long as the same janitors stay and do the work, then, you know, it wouldn't be anything more than paying some claims and keeping some records and then submitting them. But if the janitors don't pay, then that's a different story for the town.
Yeah.
We never get to go anywhere.
No, that pretty much ties you down.
Kind of like having a milk cow.
I'll make a motion to approve the agreement for the state-funded CDC park.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor on the Lions Park rest area?
Aye.
Any opposed? This will be fun. Appointing a representative for the North Central Regional Water.
So Jody Helligard emailed me and requested that we pick somebody. If you don't want to do it tonight, you can think about it.
I was going to say, what if we don't have any takers tonight?
Yeah. So,
I'm so sorry, but I just don't understand it enough to even be helpful. So
I think Scott or Garrett would be really good ones.
That's where I would go.
Let's go with Scott.
I don't think so. In my part of the deal, I'm going to probably resign tonight.
Decline,
so
then.
I'm not going to be no longer a counselor. So.
Tonight?
It's not funny. You're the funny person.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
You're funny too.
No.
I can talk to Garrett and see
if
he'd be interested.
He doesn't want
to.
When he talked to me, he thought that Dave or myself should be the representative. Then it wouldn't be a pass through, and then a council member could go to the meetings too, but that way it would be someone that was working directly with him. But I don't know how that truly would work for meetings as far as like actually going.
Right.
So I don't know when the meetings are, but
I'm
not going to go to any meeting.
Yeah, so I nominate Jim.
No.
This guy has nothing better to do, but.
Anybody wants to say anything?
Are you looking for a donation? Yeah.
I don't know if it would be something to ask,
let's give it a month.
Morb has been, you know, she's been involved with it. She knows she's.
Do they have to be a resident of the town?
I don't know.
Okay, let's. I think
any
we should.
Qualifications for that?
I don't think there'd be anything that would be required. No, ideally it would be somebody who has some interest in, you know, some knowledge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Come back, talk to the council, decide how.
Yep.
Yeah, if you could understand
things,
what they were doing.
We have to, you know, have good communication with you guys so that when a vote came time, it was
right.
What you guys wanted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would recommend maybe give it a month, see if
yeah.
we can talk to a few people, see if anybody's interested,
yep.
anything like that.
Because they're quarterly meetings, and I'm already on the bear pod. We have ours are quarterly too, so.
I mean, they do have their monthly meetings as well.
And
if somebody wanted to go.
That you could go to every month too.
Yeah. And they are also through Zoom if anybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, if somebody wanted to just watch them on the computer. Sometimes it's a little bit tougher if there's more going on to hear everything that's going on
yeah.
if you're not in person.
It's hard.
Yeah, all the meetings that I've seen come up, it's usually at 1 o'clock or
mm-hmm.
it's at 10 in the morning or
right.
it's at 9. And I'm like,
well,
I can't even listen in, you know. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Long days are in the garbage truck.
Yeah. I would say let's do some homework on this, see if we can
yeah.
find anybody that's, you know, legitimately interested, and then go from there.
Yep.
I guess would be my recommendation. Find out if there is any rule, like I said, if it has to be somebody
right.
who is a resident of Chester, or if it could be somebody who, like you said, Morb, who lives out of town, but
she lives in town.
Yeah,
she does live in town now. That's right.
Duplex.
Mm-hmm. Forgot about that.
So
she seems to know a lot about
table.
It from just
yeah,
being out on
the table.
And who
yeah.
else was that? Was it Gary?
Gary Buffington was there.
Yeah, he spoke highly of it. And
yeah.
Like he knows a lot about it too, but I don't know if he's super busy as well, ranching
yeah.
and all that. So.
Yes.
I make a motion to table it until we get a little more information and a little more
okay.
knowledge on it.
So we'll make sure it's back on the agenda for next month. All in favor? Table.
Aye.
Okay. Next would be approval of the interlocal agreement for law enforcement. Ashley and I did meet with them today. Like everything is going up a little bit. So.
What's a little bit?
$122,000.
From
not going. Set. Not going up $122,000.
Oh, okay.
Going
I'm
up
like.
$122,000.
Was buying a whole new house now.
Yeah, it actually was
60,
and then 75, and then 100, and now it's 122.
And that's what we're paying?
That's what they are proposing that we pay
yeah.
for the next 2 years.
So, 6250.
No, it would be per year.
Per year?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I didn't bring my copies of those papers. I should have.
I'm having some work, sorry.
And it went up from what?
100.
60 to 75 to 100 to 101.
So it went up 25%?
It went up 22,000, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's That's a huge jump.
Yeah. For what I've been hearing about law enforcement.
So they have a breakdown here. I don't know how you want me to reiterate this. So basically their total annual cost for the Sheriff's Department and Justice Court is projected to be $1.4 million. What they historically have always asked of us is to pay the cost of one deputy. And that's where they're for. So the cost of one deputy is forecasted at $108,000. And then they're asking that we pay a portion of the county sanitarian's cost as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wish I had a projector that I could.
My feeling is that we can't do it ourselves.
We're between a rock and a hard spot, yeah.
Well, that's the problem, yeah.
Yeah, we cannot have our own police department for $120,000.
Huh? Maybe we can ask if the sheriff will come in and plead his case, and then maybe we can decide on a dollar amount.
We could ask that.
Sorry.
Where does the rest of the funding come from?
It would be county.
County?
Yep.
I think they broke it down to the percentage that we would be paying of it, which is about 10%
of the 1.4.
Just, yeah. But once you figure up just the salaries, and then I think on the bottom line, it takes into account all of the supplies and everything too, and it ends up being, I think that balance is at 9%?
8.29.
Yep. So the biggest questions that Ashley and I had was with the county sanitarian portion, where in the past we haven't really had much luck. How can I word this? With questions that we have asked of the county sanitarian, and they basically recommended that anytime that we contact the county sanitarian to CC them so that they are involved in that, so that they can be in the loop of trying to make sure that things are followed through.
Yeah, because the last time we contacted them, didn't they tell us pretty much it's on you to, because wasn't it about a residential area or house?
We've got several examples.
Yeah.
Do you think that will make a difference?
In talking to them, it might. I want to be hopeful.
I know.
Them as in the city, or
as the county. County. Yeah, like if you did them on all the emails, is it really going to be, I mean, that would be nice, but would it be worth it? Otherwise, it's like pay $120 and leave the sanitarian out.
Yeah.
Right.
What they said is that by including them in the emails, then they can push her to do what needs to be done. And if it's not her job, so like say we think it's her, so we put her on there, and they're like, oh, actually it's a county attorney job, then he can take it. Or it's the sheriff's job, they can take it, and they would be able to help put it to, to where it actually needs to go to. So I think all of ours are sanitarian, but that's my own personal thoughts.
Is the county sanitarian covered through like three different counties? I mean, is it Truro and
she's
Monterey?
Not full time with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I mean, she kind of divides her time up through three or four.
So they're increasing from
24 hours a pay period.
Yep.
So 24 hours every 2 weeks.
Yep.
Is what she spends in Liberty County.
What she's
supposed to.
I don't see that either. Do you think she's here 24 hours? Yeah. I was gonna say I don't see that being accurate either.
What
I agree with Sonia.
What's the percentage to pay her?
Take sanitarian off.
This is the rest of the packet if anybody wants to go through it.
Yeah, hold it.
It's just further explaining the cost.
Mm-hmm. Where they got their numbers from.
Which I don't know.
I thought it was the same one that went through Glacier. No, what's Cut Bank? Is that Glacier? No.
Yeah.
Do we want to wait on this, Ashley, though, until Bill checks with Robert's verbiage of combining?
Well, I think we should, because Robert wants to combine all of the interlocal into one actual document that would then be that amount. So,
which would include the Justice Court and everything else.
Yep. So I think we should wait to approve the final until we get that.
Well, oh, that's weird.
Yep.
In hand, but...
Same here.
Question, did we ever got any money out of Justice Court?
That was a conversation as well.
That was a conversation as well. So, no.
Okay.
But they think they have figured out what the issue was, and they have a plan to fix it. And so they are working on that. And they are going to give us a more detailed report with my check that I get each month, so that we can see how many were... tickets, the breakdown of the tickets that we're actually getting the money for, which will be helpful to see why it's the amount that it is. So,
okay.
So hopefully. But no, we got $105 last month.
Somebody needs to get pulled over for more speeding tickets.
Last year we got a total of $1,200. The year before,
$1,215.
On all of them. So if it was a town ticket, it was splitting that portion, like this portion would go to us and this portion would go to the county. And then on the county, it was doing the exact same thing. So it was just like down the middle. So that would be why it would be so close to the same every month. But so hopefully they will get that fixed.
So we table in the interlocal for now?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I would. So that
until we get that.
That way we can read the draft.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to table the interlocal agreement until we get further information.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Old business. Not really any North Central updates that I'm aware of, really. Additional agenda items were covered with the building permit. It's going to be a record meeting. Your turn, Dave.
Don't ruin it, Dave.
Right.
We're counting on you, buddy.
Now we're working on getting our CCR report done for the year. Finish up a couple things, get it back to DEQ, and we should be good on that. The pool up and running. Had a few little glitches, but nothing real major yet.
Boiler's working good?
Yep. Boiler's working really good. We got a couple leaks on a couple of unions, but Peter's supposed to send his plumber back up to look at those too. So. The generator's hooked up at the water plant. We're waiting on customer service rep to come up and do start up with this on it, shows how to run it, tells what all the buttons on it, tells the guys. We've been getting a few new meters installed, get some of the old ones replaced here. The main sprinkler line at the park broke here, I think it was last week, about midnight. So, we got a call out, went over there, water's shooting out of the ground.
Flood irrigated.
Yeah, oh yeah, water was about a foot and a half deep, poured by the pavilion.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
So, Dusty's come up, they fixed that pipe, but things still aren't working right. So I'm trying to get them back up here.
Okay.
It's been a fun process with them lately. So, we had that quote for the Fort Gr- garage lift station for the all the electronics from Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
And it came in at $36,750. He came back here, what was that, about a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
And said he forgot to add a couple things to that. It's going to be roughly about $1,800 to $2,000 more.
That's not as bad as it could have been.
No. Hopefully, stuff for him when he's doing to start filling some potholes in town.
Is that sprinkler stuff at the park still under warranty?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yep. But getting them up here.
Mm-hmm. He was up here not too long ago because he fixed the bank stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, he was
and
up
that,
here last week. Cause
and that day he was up here, I called, because I seen him. I called James down at Dusty's. I said, that guy coming to the park today? I don't have anybody up there. I said, I just seen him.
Yeah, it was like
I said,
last
we're in Chester. I said, he just drove by me.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I got him first.
So he did show up, but things aren't great yet.
Yeah.
So,
I think he actually mentioned it. I think he mentioned it.
It was the day, one of the days it was raining last week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
it was raining.
Yeah,
sure.
And they had called and they had said that they had canceled because of the rain.
Uh-huh.
And then I got another call and they were like, oh, I guess we do have someone in town.
Yeah,
so he goes,
yes,
well, he fixed my stuff.
So,
yeah, he was at the bank that day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you were
there. So far, Russ and Devinder have been working out really well.
Good.
I've got Russ doing a lot of reclaiming of old pits right now at the landfill. Getting those reclaimed. Hopefully, it doesn't. Just or doesn't affect that. What is that called? Actually, the
post-closure.
Post-closure agreement stuff. You know, they with all that pile of dirt out there, they could have started hailing us with that. So.
Yep.
He's not still in school, is he?
The vendor, no.
He's in college. Oh,
he
is going to college.
Yeah, he told me the other day if he didn't have to go back to college, he could come to work full time.
I know. I told Dave. I was like, gosh. It works out. I wonder if he would.
Maybe he'll still come back.
But I didn't realize he was in college, so that's important.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's no longer in high school.
No, he's going for business egg degrees.
Oh, okay.
Did a what?
Business egg. Yeah. Egg business, however you put it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Jaden quit on me Monday, so he's out of here.
No. We get you somebody and then somebody else leaves. Shoot.
He wasn't fulfilling his requirements. We needed him to anyway. So.
That just saved you a headache.
It has. I've noticed already.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We've got a few things we got to fix.
It's just a bummer.
Some things got wrecked week before. Well, like 3 days before he put it. 2 days before he put his 2 weeks notice in. And then he put his 2 weeks notice in. And then Monday I went out to the landfill and he was had his window down, his feet out the window, and he laid back in his pickup. I walked up and told him to get to work. And he was supposed to be picking trash. I said, you got any bags to pick trash? Yep. I said, well, let's get to work. We don't need to be sleeping in the damn pickup. Let's go.
Yeah.
And
I don't even sleep when I'm
half hour later he texted me, I quit, pickups at the main shop.
Serious?
Yep.
Well, better off.
We are. And I'm not saying that I'm sad to see him go. I'm just sad to see him shorthanded again. You know, it's like, can we get a break there?
I think you got a pretty good hand this time, though.
Yeah.
I was getting worried when he
was going to pass his test. He already went down on his own today and picked up a CDL book.
Good.
Good deal.
He's going to start getting him into rounds. Well, we've had him in rounds, but try and get him on calls here as soon as we can so we can start being involved. And like I told him, I'm usually around to help you. So,
yeah.
Not like I go too far here lately.
I mean, we hired a South African, so maybe we can get on board with that.
It might be what we come down to.
We did.
But John said he'd help me with some on-call stuff too.
Give you a break.
he's willing to throw himself back in the rotation again.
That poor guy.
God bless him.
But you know what? I'm firm believer that I never want to retire.
I think he
because if you retire,
I told him
you work harder.
I said, John, you don't need to be here every day, man.
I look at Steve and I'm like,
dear. Oh, no, I'm fine. The wind's blowing today anyway.
I know. Mm-hmm. So the gal that we hired, they're trying to get her brother over here too. So
okay.
Maybe I can work on that.
I didn't realize
their
that
workers.
Anybody can hire.
The bank hired it. So that
sure did.
Really?
Yeah, that's
sure
crazy.
Sure did.
But hey, you know, you can't get help and someone else wants to do it.
Yeah, but
I think it's been a year.
I've had a couple applications. One of them.
No, she's actually.
No GD or. Nice work, the bonus, that acts as them right there.
Right.
That was
she's
the
working
out.
To be
a permanent
resident.
On the,
so,
the name on it. And the other one I got was, some kid had just moved here, but then he looked at me and he said, you have 4 DUIs.
Well, he's done.
You know,
oh, shoot.
Yeah, can't get
so,
a CDL with that.
Well, there's 2 applications right there that I just weeded out.
Yeah, can't get a CDL with that.
So.
Gosh darn.
Yeah.
So it is what it is right now.
Yeah.
We'll just keep plugging along. If we keep our nose above water, we can still breathe.
Yeah.
So true.
I love your positive attitude, sir. I truly do. Truly do.
So.
But, you know, we got Miss Hopeful and Positive over here. We can make it all work.
Yeah, something like that.
I'll back both of you. Oh, goodness. Goodness, goodness.
Yeah. I think that's about.
Okay.
Yeah, and then potholes. I just, for now, I ordered some more of them bags of that cold mix.
Yeah.
Until someone gets CDL and we can start running that paved patch, or we'll just start tamping that stuff in.
Yeah.
Clean up the potholes good. It'll hold for a while.
Yeah.
What the heck happened on our road? I don't know, is it Main Street or First Street? Post Office, B&W Road. There's a big hole that just appeared.
Oh,
in the road.
I can't tell them. Water could have gone in and froze, pushed it.
And it just blows a hole.
There's a big one up by the Methodist Church, too. There's one over here.
Yep.
By the, on the railroad crossing, you know, a couple up by
the big one up by the Mormon
Church. They're all over the place.
Oh my gosh, they drove across that last night.
That's a big ass
goal. I was going speed limit, but you want to slow down to about 10 miles an hour doing your guys' road. It's like, I was like, holy cow. Y'all leave it in there to keep the speed going
well,
control, don't
you?
You
know, I've had people ask about it, and I'm like, I don't know. I said, well, now you guys all see that the mayor doesn't have, like, special treatment.
Right?
We don't get the special treatment. So...
You guys don't have the golden paved roads.
We
eh?
don't. They're not heated.
Oh gosh.
Street
needs DLC. Hopefully, we can find the neighbor to come and fix your street here at some point.
Yeah.
It's a big.
Well, for as bad as the dirt's been blowing,
I'm more concerned about
here,
all the
rest of the
spots around town that are starting to pop up. I'd rather.
Yeah, I went across here the other day. I'm like, ooh, you almost need to take a little more ground in there to take a blade or something.
Yeah. I would rather. I mean, like I said, I'm more worried about the other spots that can. Turn into something.
Yeah, we can drive around our hole.
That's just.
Yeah. Yeah. We still got to look at Jim Brown's at some point, what we're going to do on that street down there.
Yep.
But yeah, that's about all I got right now.
That's why you're leaving, Scott.
Go ahead, Ashley.
So I guess I wanted to start with that I applied for. And received my certification as a certified Montana clerk manager. So I fulfilled all the education requirements and the work requirements and the 120 credits and all of that. So
all those initials after your name now.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
Congratulations.
So I did that. If somebody is willing or if you guys want to set up some committees, that would take some volunteers so that we can start working on ordinances, policies, all of those, so that we can maybe knock them out at the meetings a little quicker. We need to update the water policy for sure, and the water and sewer ordinance. with the rate increase that's going into. So that needs to, and then also just, yep. So if anybody's interested and wants to do something, we could even look at getting some community members involved. You guys, like if we want feedback, I mean, I'm sure there's people that are willing to figure out that it's not as easy as they think it is, so. Extra meeting on the 24th, we'll start with public hearing and then we'll have a meeting right after to approve the rate increases.
Well, that 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
And it's gonna be here or?
We'll just do it here, it's been advertised, we'll continue to advertise. I don't know, I've gotten a few people that have come in asking questions, so I'm going to tell them to come to the meeting.
I think people are starting to understand now that it has to be done.
Right.
You know, nobody likes it.
Nope.
I mean, but it's just something that needs to be done.
Yep.
And
yep, exactly.
That's way to retire.
That or get a bucket and start hauling your own water. That's the option.
Get to digging that well.
Yep.
We don't have anyone to do the mowing for the town for the summer. So James and I were brainstorming a few people.
Nuisance property mowing.
Yeah.
Oh, and Keith would do
Brandon
it, except
it?
For
I haven't talked to him last year. He was too busy.
Day,
had too many
and
people.
He don't get home till 5, so he'd be locked down to pretty much Sundays.
I mean, I think we could be flexible within
a few days. So.
Yeah.
So I know that like Jace Ramberg and Randier are wanting mowing things too.
The
insurance
deals
of
business.
Oh, insurance, yeah.
So
how
long
check
out?
I wonder how that would work with the insurance. I mean, obviously their parents could get the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a bill question as if
they're
like,
minors, so if their parents want to pay for the insurance and take it on, then that would be,
right.
I would think, their decision.
Yep.
Nikki did go start driving around. She sent out the first batch of letters.
Just a heads up, Keith has taken home 4 of those properties that were nuisance last year, and he's continued to be there.
Okay.
Property taken care of. There.
So Sundays would be the only days that he would be...
That would be the only days that he could definitely do it.
And he would be willing to continue to do that?
Does he know this?
Huh?
Does he know this or you?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
you do what I do, or you're like, James will do it.
No, he just felt bad because, like we told him last year, is
yeah, I mean,
when
if
there's
we know a day,
10
we
days,
can schedule.
We just
get it cut.
You have until
he's like, well,
Sunday.
If
yeah.
it's on a Monday and I can't
get
it till Sunday,
yeah.
he's
yep.
like, I'm not staying
yep.
in what you
he
guys
knows
are
what
wanting
to do.
For
he can get the insurance.
Is he still in retard?
Yeah.
For Keith?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would say we just go.
Yeah, he absolutely adores Colt.
And he'd be willing to get the insurance again and whatnot to do that?
If need be, yep.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'll just be depending on, you know, whether it'd be worth his time. And since he's taken on 4 of those nuisance properties as constant,
right.
he's just, yeah. So he just said,
how,
let him know kind of how that goes.
How long did it take him to get the insurance? Like if he, I mean, is that something he could just pick up a phone and then he could
yep.
have it? Okay.
Yep.
So.
So if. When Nikki does the next round and people have it mowed and we...
Then he could simply enough call him, you know,
and
if we give him 4 or 5 days notice at least or something.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, yeah, that would be nice.
Okay.
But, yeah, I could...
Because he's had it before.
Yeah.
So they probably just have to re-pull
right.
him and, like, redate or...
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Sundays or whatever isn't a problem, in some ways that's nice because it gives us a...
Okay.
You know, it's going
to
be...
Yeah,
Sunday,
I just...
Sunday,
yeah, and that's why I told Ash, I'm like, well, we wouldn't be able to get it, like, okay, this person had 10 days, we need you to go mow today.
Right.
You know, we wouldn't be able to do that for you.
No, we can just change the date in the
yeah.
letter when it goes
Is
out.
Is there a lot of yards that have to be done to get charged like that or whatever?
Yeah. Last year, we, you know, we started to just really try and get consistent, and I think it worked well. But we did still let things go past the 10 days, and here's a second letter, and here's, you know, and we let that, we did push it. I told Nikki I'd like to see it a little bit more. They don't hit the 10 days, you know, until Sunday, or we'll be sending somebody in. Like, I, there's multiple ones that I'm getting complaints from their neighbors and community members, and they are year after year after year of repeat offenders. So.
Well, the town needs to call their bluff on,
yeah.
You know, a lot of these people just shrug it off like they're
not going
to do it.
Well, I think we ran
that.
Into that last year,
yeah.
When
yeah,
he
right.
actually went out and hit the properties. We had a couple that were like, oh, well, you did this, or you did, well, you can complain all you want. We're insured. You try it, you know. They get upset. They do. And I think I was hoping after last year that they realized, okay, the city's serious, that they would pick up, but... I know there's a lot of already messes, but I also know the rain is coming down like crazy.
It is.
It's
it
making
is.
Everything grow at a massive rate.
So
I got my mode.
Yeah.
So did
I. Too.
So
I have to hit my alley, but I've got everything else mode.
So I did. Nikki had posted it on the web, our Facebook. She posted them around town. I redid it today, trying to get them to realize too that the messier their yards are, the more things that are holding water from these rains, we're going to have mosquitoes like crazy as soon as it warms up.
Yeah.
So if they can take care of that, that'll help with the mosquito problem too that we're going to have when it gets hot. So.
Yeah, I think if he's willing again.
Yeah. I'll confirm with him tonight that he'd be willing to do
okay.
that.
That'd be great.
And if you want to check with the boys and their parents, if they want to do that, that's up to you.
And I don't know.
I don't want to step on
they
people's
have
toes and jobs and stuff.
I would.
Yeah.
If he's
I'd
already
rather
done
stick
it.
With one person. He's already done it. And
yeah.
I do, depending on the property owner, kind of like the fact that an adult is there.
An adult.
Yeah. Just because I don't want somebody to come out and try to...
Get on a child
yep.
and chew their butts and scare the heck out of them. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
It's the property owner's negligence, but I don't want to take... I don't want a kid that has to take the brunt for it.
Right.
So.
Speaking of mosquitoes, we did get that mosquito sprayer calibrated.
Yep.
Too, so
I took it to Great Falls and got it, went to the class and got it calibrated. Talked to a couple different people, got some options with the sprayer itself and with being able to do mapping and records and different things. So I think that there's some good things that will come with that. And then Dave and I went to weed class in Fort Benton, and that was good. It was good, I think, really good for Dave to go to that, be part of it, and again have some good ideas about how to keep our people safe and keep our records so that we don't get ourselves in trouble. So I know Dave did talk to Chris Hayes, but I emailed Chris about Swank's sewer, and he recommended that we have the homeowner connect the service in just downstream of the manhole, not in the manhole, so that the town could flush any solids in the main that might build up. Other than that, he sees no problems with connecting the service into the main. So based on that, I can let Rudy know that he can go forward with his final design and plan and permitting, and then bring it to us for the final approval.
I would recommend the sooner the better for that.
And that's all pretty much Swank's expense, right?
All their expense.
All it is,
so
yeah.
The only thing that will stop that is Swank's expense.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's actually not theirs, it's Wix's.
I think Wix's are paying for it.
Wix are paying for that?
Wix own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So. They didn't buy that piece back. It was my understanding when Wix bought that place that the house and the...
That's why this is going on, because in order to do that and to separate that parcel from the entire thing,
they have to have this plan in place.
Okay.
So that until that can happen, this all has to be done.
Okay, I understand now.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that before I got it.
And then there was one comment that we received on the floodplain permit. I've talked to DNRC, one person at DNRC, and Rudy, so that is on hold. It does not seem to be a floodplain concern. It's more of a, well, what's it going to, you know, do to my property, which it isn't going to do anything. But we're getting the engineers from DNRC to look at it to be able to help us to write a response that would say, you know, an answer to the to the complaint. So that one is on hold. For now. And swimming lessons are scheduled for next week and the following week. Sage is the manager in charge right now while Lily is gone. And so she said she would step up and do swimming lessons, and Tesla and Becky Yo said that they would help.
Okay.
Okay.
And so we are getting people signed up, and she's taking the classes, and so I think that'll be good. Hopefully she, maybe that means she'll come back next year as she's getting good.
Right.
She seems to be doing a really good job keeping in touch with Dave and I. And
communicating well.
Yep. Mm. Yep. So, and then Lily will be back after the 4th of July. So that is, I think, everything.
Did we learn any more about the pool rental?
Oh, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
They can't get event insurance to do a pool rental.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Sounds good.
I did not get answers on the bulk water credit card set up from Chris Hayes, so I don't know anything more about that.
Okay.
I ran into, what's his name, Carrie Lund the other night, and I told him that you guys were looking at something like that, and they sell those kind of bulk water controllers or something. So.
Oh, really? Who is he with?
Portman.
Oh, okay.
That's good to know.
I'll talk to him.
Yep.
He said he was going to call you.
Oh, I haven't heard from him yet.
Anyway. That was beer 35.
Yeah.
We'll follow up.
Should have called me. I would have come and had a beer.
That might be
a
problem. That would have been overtime, you know?
No wonder we haven't heard from him yet.
Yeah.
That's my donation for the year.
Is that it, Ashley?
Yeah.
Okay.
More than that.
Council?
I'm giving you my letter of resignation as of tonight. We talked about it a couple months ago, you know. After my term ended, you know, that was during the time when the authority was coming on. We were having all those meetings, and I didn't want to walk out then, so I stayed around long enough to kind of get through that. And I just don't think I'm giving it my all here, so. I could do better, and hopefully somebody can come in and do better. And a couple personal things, you know, my wife's getting ready for her third shoulder surgery in less than 10 months. I got a brother that's dying of cancer, and so I just need to spend some time with that. So,
yeah.
You guys want me to hang
it
in?
Do you want to read it? Or?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you,
it's
Scott.
Been good, you know, and I don't regret a minute of it. It's been, I think we've seen some positive changes and stuff, so.
Yeah.
You guys
sit
by me?
Yeah.
You gotta change seat?
I don't know about all that.
Plank it up here, baby.
I'm gonna already let you down, Scott.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was great having you. And your knowledge.
No remorse. I think it's time to, you know, I'm coming on 70 years old, and I just can't.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
now
think
you
I
can work on that eHarmony club.
What's that?
Now you can work on that eHarmony club and get that together.
Yeah, I can maybe finish building a house or something.
Right.
Maybe pick your replacement.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been fun. It's been
absolutely
good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Any other council?
I don't know. You guys, did Jim talk to you about the trees?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
A tree marshal.
All right.
Oh.
The trees on Harrison are dead because of the mag chloride spill. Three of them in our yard, and then the two across the street, and then, of course, Todd's and the Wetzel's right down the hill from the estate shop. So
John was going to talk to Chris Hayes. I don't know if he has found anything out or not. And then,
not that I'm aware of. I just had a note that he was going to talk to him.
Okay. Yeah. And then after he talked to Chris, I had just asked that we could get a couple emails back and forth so that we did have a paper trail documented.
Yeah. Because I don't think the state's going to do anything unless a lawyer tells them to do something. And
right.
Jim and I have decided that we're not going to get a lawyer involved, but we would like to get something that's actually going to grow again.
Do you want me to call Chris, or do you want to call Chris, or what?
Well, that's the grass is good, but the roots.
I'll call in tomorrow and then see if we can get something started. And then, I would, like I said, I would like to get something on email so that we have it documented back and forth.
But,
Yeah, but it's more than just those four trees.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sounds.
There's a couple in
yep.
Todd's yard that are really bad. Expensive trees. I mean, we just dug those up from across the street and transplanted into our yard.
Yeah.
But it's still nice to have that shade in the in the yard anyway.
Yeah.
And
yep.
So.
Is Chris coming up anytime soon, do you know?
No idea. Usually
he's,
when he shows up, I'm like, okay.
he's working on information for the SIDs that we've talked about.
Okay.
And so I would think he's going to come up soon. So
okay.
we can touch base on that too.
Yeah, I would like to put that on his list for him to come look at if he is going to be coming soon.
But they're going to have to be cut down before they rot or something because it's just going to be bad if they do.
Yeah. I'll talk to him tomorrow morning.
And I don't know if the state's going to do it or, you know what I mean. I just...
Right. I'll talk to Chris first. Bill will be gone until about, what, the end of the month?
22nd.
Yeah.
So are those trees on our right-of-way?
I would have to go look and see.
I would have to, too.
You're talking about the ones that are just
across
off the
from there.
Right.
Yeah.
Or are they on Mike Matson's land? Because that could change.
I forget how many feet we had there. It seems to me that one was further off.
I think that one is in
his.
Yeah, so I don't think that one's in ours.
Okay. I was talking to Noel about
that
quite a while ago.
Further down the street was, but those two weren't or something. I don't know.
I was thinking our right of way was further south of that curb than most streets for some reason. There was a.
Mm-hmm.
I know Noel had it surveyed and everything was looked at. I want to say it was like. Don't quote me, I want to say like about 16 feet or something like that. There was quite a. John might remember too. I can ask John.
It was just a thought I had when I was talking to Trey about it.
Yep.
I told him, I said. I mentioned Mike, and I said, depending on the situation here, you might want to talk to him.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I'll circle back on that. We'll see if we can find out how far our right-of-way goes first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seems to me clear back in the day when we dug the line in for the football field,
mm-hmm.
we were on the outside of those trees.
Because
we came off right by that culvert, you know, at the end of the...
Yep.
Pit and we just straight through that.
Right. Yeah.
Just random thoughts.
I know it was back when there was some question about the west side of the sewer lagoon, and I know Noel was here then. And long story short, Mike was concerned about the acreage that he was losing over there,
mm-hmm.
but yet come to find out we actually owned more acreage south of the street that he was farming. And shock.
I remember that.
Basically, if push come to shove, Noel was like, well, okay, we'll trade you this for that. And Mike would have been coming out on the short end of the stick, but it never did come to that. So, but I, like I said, I don't know exactly how far it goes.
I'm sure he made it up for bushel trade. Sold a bunch for the town.
Yeah.
They go over another inch to the north.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh. Maybe it's time.
Any other counsel?
I gotta go.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you guys. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
It's good meeting you.
Nice to meet
you. You have a wonderful evening. So don't be shy. Come in anytime.
Right.
Might wrangle you right into here.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like,
volunteer.
Yeah.
Glad to see somebody doing something on the clock.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad
that so, right?
Somebody gives that back to me because I felt like I was the only one running around saying, I'll try to fix this.
I know.
Should be responsible.
Yeah, and it's different for everybody.
Or, you know, I don't know how I could get taken out of there. If That part of that I just said.
Took your hold down.
That was sitting here thinking for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than a bubble. So I was gonna invite you to have a deal for square footage